afternoon, everybody.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
This afternoon, we are going to learn something about the conversation between Jesus and the woman of Samaria.
今天下午我们要看到一段关于耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that your Spirit will lead and guide us.
天上的父神，我们祈求你的圣灵来引导我们，帮助我们。
Teach us to understand what it means to worship you in spirit and truth.
教导我们理解明白什么才是以心灵诚实来敬拜你。
Help us to reflect on the spring of living water that you are so willing to give to your children.
帮助我们思考你所圣愿赐给你儿女的那个活水江河。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求，那是奉耶稣名求。
In this conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman,
在这个耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人之间的对话，
we learn how Jesus led the woman to an understanding of spiritual revival.
我们看到耶稣怎么样带领这个妇人来理解属灵的复兴的意义。
And we do need spiritual revival now and then, you say so.
我们在今天在这个时候也同样的需要属灵的复兴。
It is also in this conversation in which we can gain an understanding of true spiritual worship.
也是在同一段的对话里面，我们能够明白什么是真正属灵的敬拜。
And understand what Jesus meant when he said, "Worship the Father in spirit and truth."
让我们能够真正的理解到底耶稣所说的用心灵诚实来敬拜是什么意思。
Now to appreciate this conversation better.
如果我们要好好的了解这一段的对话的话，
we need to know a little bit about the Samaritans.
我们可能需要知道一些关于撒玛利亚人的背景。
The Jews in Jesus' day has no dealings with the Samaritans.
在耶稣时代的那些犹太人跟撒玛利亚人之间是没有来往的。
There was a long history of division between these two people.
因为在这两个民族当中有一段很长的分歧的历史。
Now concerning the Samaritans, their history was not very clear actually.
如果我们提起撒玛利亚人的话呢，他们的历史背景不是很清楚明白。
The term Samaritan or people of Samaria, it was only mentioned once in the Old Testament in 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 29.
撒玛利亚人这个名词呢，在旧约里面只出现过一次，就是在列王记下第17章的29节。
They were the Israelite descendants left behind after the Assyrian conquest of the northern kingdom of Israel in 722 BC.
他们呢，原是以色列人的后裔，是在主前722年，在亚述国掳掠了以色列国以后所遗留下来的后裔。
You recall that after the death of King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was split into two halves, the northern and the southern kingdom.
我们会想起，在所罗门王死了以后，以色列国分裂成为两国，北国以色列，南国犹大。
Both kingdoms did not do very well spiritually speaking.
我们如果看两国的历史，我们都知道他们在属灵方面没有非常好的表现。
Many of the kings turned away from the Lord.
许多的王都离弃了神。
And in the northern kingdom, the Assyrians came as part of God's judgment to conquer that kingdom.
因此，当神审判北国以色列的时候，神差派了亚述王来攻打败了那个以色列国。
The people of the northern kingdom were carried away by the king of Assyria, most of them.
大部分北国的居民都让亚述国的国王带走了。
Some were left behind.
只剩下小部分。
And the king of Assyria brought in foreigners from other conquered lands into the northern kingdom.
不止如此，亚述国的国王也把以其他地方的那些被掳国的居民迁徙来到以色列国。
The whole purpose was to enable the people to intermarry.
它的用意在于鼓励那些人不同的人种，他们有通婚。
And the motive was that once they intermarried, then the identity of the Jews would be lost.
一旦通婚以后，他的用意就是说，让以色列国民失去他们的民族性，失去他们国民的身份。
And with a lost identity, they will not be able to rise up again.
因此，他们在就再没有机会复国。
And that was what happened to the Jews in the Northern Kingdom.
这就是发生在北国以色列的那些人民的事情。
Those who intermarried with the foreigners, with the pagans outside, became a mixed race.
那些与外邦人通婚的就变成混血。
And that was where the trouble began.
这就是那个问题的开始。
The Jews who are the pure, so-called pure Jews, regarded the mixed race as impure.
那个纯种的犹太人看这些混血的犹太人是不纯洁的。
And there was animosity between these two people groups.
因此，世代以来，他们之间都有一个敌对。
The Samaritans who were half Jews were not welcome in the temple worship in Jerusalem.
撒玛利亚人虽然是有一半的犹太人的血统，但是他们在耶路撒冷的圣殿是不受欢迎的。
That by the time of Jesus, they were regarded as Gentiles.
甚至到了耶稣的时代，他们被看成是外邦人。
And if they were to worship in the temple, they had to go to the outer court with the Gentiles.
如果他们要进去圣殿敬拜的话呢，他们需要留在最外围的那个外邦人院。
The inner court of the temple was specifically reserved for the Jews.
在内院只能够有犹太的男子才能够进去敬拜。
So we do not need to go very far to give an example of racism.
所以我们也不需要看得太远就已经可以看到种族歧视的问题。
Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans.
因此犹太人世代都没有跟撒玛利亚人的来往。
And things became worse because later on the Samaritans decided to build their own temple in Mount Gerizim.
但是问题不止如此，因为后来撒玛利亚人决定自己在基利新山再建一个圣殿。
That's why later on in that conversation, the Samaritan woman said, "You Jews worship in Jerusalem. We worship on this mountain."
因此，为什么以后撒玛利亚人妇人跟耶稣说，你们犹太人呢，在耶路撒冷敬拜，我们却在这里敬拜。
And so you can really see the deep-seated division between two different groups of people.
所以我们看到这两个民族之间那个生根的那个憎恨。
In this context of division of two people, Jesus came into the picture.
在这样子的背景底下，耶稣进入了这个图画里面。
And he set the example of how our Savior is able to bridge across such social cultural barriers.
他让我们看到有一个榜样，作为一个救主，他怎么样去突破社会性的、民族性的之间的那个阻隔。
We see three images of Jesus at Jacob's well.
我们看到雅各井旁耶稣的三个不同的形象。
Firstly, Jesus is seen as a reconciling Savior.
第一，我们所看到的耶稣是一个带来和解的一个救主。
The word of God tells us that he must need go through the village of the Samaritan.
神的话语里面清楚地告诉我们说，他必须经过撒玛利亚。
And that was found in John chapter 4 verse 4.
是在第四节那里。
The whole tense of that verse give us a sense of compulsion of Jesus.
我们仔细来读这个文字，我们看到耶稣那个迫切的需要，必须经过那个地方。
Here was the Savior willing to go through that Samaritan village where no Jews would ever want to step foot.
你知道吗？我们看到的乃是一个救主，他必须要经过这个地方，却是当代的犹太人绝对不会经过的。
In fact, any Jew would be willing to make a long detour just to be away from that village to reach another part of a Jewish city.
任何一个正常的犹太人都必定会绕路，避免经过这个地方。
Our Savior is a reconciling Savior. He purposely wants to go into that village to meet up with a despised woman.
但是我们的耶稣基督却是一个带来和解的、带来和平的救主。他必须要走过那个地方，好让那个救恩可以临到这个被人看不起的撒玛利亚妇人。
This is the same Savior who meets us at the point of our own need.
同样的，在我们需要的地方，耶稣来到我们面前，来与我们相遇。
This is our Savior who, through by His grace and mercy, will cause different people groups to come together as one to be united in His church.
也因着他的恩典，因着他的怜悯，他也使不同的民族可以一同的有在他的教会里面有和平。
They all races and all different ethnic group and all colors come together as one body of Jesus Christ.
不同的皮肤，不同的种族，我们一同在这里的时候，我们就成了耶稣基督的身体。
Indeed, our Savior is a reconciling Savior.
是的，我们的耶稣基督带来和解。
Secondly, we see Jesus in His humanity.
第二，我们看到耶稣在他的人性里面。
The word of God tells us that our Savior was tired and he sat at the well, and that well was called Jacob's well.
我们看到神的话语告诉我们说，耶稣因走路困乏，他就来到雅各井旁，坐在那里。
And John told us that there's something very historical about this place.
约翰在这里提醒我们，这个地方是有一个历史的意义的。
In verse 5 to verse 6 of chapter 4, we read that John tells us that the place was near to the land.Given by Jacob to his son Joseph, and that Jacob's well was there.
啊，在第五、第六节那里，啊，约翰提醒我们说，啊，这个就是雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
To the Samaritan woman, this was a piece of history.
对这个撒玛利亚妇人来说，这是他们的历史。
But to Jesus, he would soon reveal to the woman that that piece of history, that water in that well, is actually speaks of the.Living water that he is to bring to the woman.
但是耶稣很快的要让这个妇人知道，这个在雅各井里面的那个死水，那是预表他所要带来的活水江河。
What the woman saw would be the stale water of the well.
那个妇人眼见的是井里的死水。
What Jesus will be bringing to the woman will be springs of living water.
但是耶稣要带给这个妇人的却是活水江河。
Thirdly, Jesus is seen as the waiting Savior.
第三，我们也看到耶稣是一个等候的一个救主。
We read that he sat at the well waiting for that woman to come.
我们看到他坐在井旁等候这个妇人来到。
In like manner, Jesus is always waiting for us to come to him.
同样的，耶稣常常在等候着我们来到他面前。
But many times we are too busy to have conversation with our Lord.
但是许多时候，我们自己却是太忙碌，没有时间来与他对话。
The woman finally came to the well.
最后，我们看到这个妇人出现在井旁。
And Jesus made the first move. He used a conversation opener. Will you please give me a drink?
耶稣就开始了这个对话的第一句，他说：“请你给我水喝。”
And that's found in verse 7.
我们在第七节那里读到
，The woman of course expressed a surprise.
那个妇人非常的惊讶。
She knew that right in front of her was a Jew.
她看到的眼前的这个明明是犹太人。
He wouldn't expect a Jew to be speaking to a despised Samaritan.
她完全没有预计到这个犹太人会跟她一个撒玛利亚妇人讲话。
The social etiquette of Jesus' day would dictate that no man should be seen talking to a woman alone.
在当时候，社会的习俗告诉我们说，一个男人不会随便跟一个单身的妇人讲话。
And worse still, this is not just a woman; she was a Samaritan.
不止如此，她更是一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
It would be expected that both parties would ignore one another as if the other person is not present.
因此，正常的来说，他们会假装对方不存在。
So both Jesus and the Samaritan woman were supposed to pretend not to notice each other.
耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人应该假装没有看到对方。
But Jesus took the initiative. He spoke to the woman first.
但是耶稣却主动地向那个妇人说话。
So you could well imagine how surprised the woman was.
我们可以想象到这个妇人是何等的惊讶。
You see, Jesus came not only just to save us from our sin, but to bring healing between.People.
你知道吗？耶稣来到这个地上，不单是赦免我们的罪，他更是带来人与人之间的那个医治。
He came not to just to break the bondage of sin, but he came to break the bondage of hatred and misunderstanding between people.
他不单是要破除罪的捆绑，他更要破除人种与人种之间的那个误解与恨恶。
He came to break the bondage of racism.
他来是要破除那个种族歧视的那个捆绑。
So the woman says, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?"
所以那个妇人惊讶地说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我这个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
When I was early my ministry in Malaysia, it was many years ago.
在许多年前，当我刚刚开始服事的时候，在马来西亚。
I met a dear woman minister in Christ.
我认识了一位非常爱主的一个女传道人。
God has placed upon her heart a very vital ministry.
神赐给她一个非常重要的负担。
To reach out to the Muslims.
就是去传福音给那些伊斯兰教徒。
Now that was a dangerous ministry even in those days.
你知道吗？不单是在这个时代，就是在那个时候，也是一个非常危险的一个服事。
And she shared with me how she knew that sometimes her phone would be tapped. She knew that somebody would have recorded her phone conversation.
她跟我分享，她有时候她会察觉到她的电话是被人窃听了。
Sometimes she felt that she was being followed.
而且呢，她感觉到有人跟踪她。
Because God has given her a ministry to reach out to a community that is.There was at that time, even today, quite anti-Christian.
因为呢，神给他的负担就是去把福音传给伊斯兰教徒。不单是在那个时候，就是在如今他们是非常的敌对基督教的。
And she told me that ministering to the Muslim is like ministering to the Samaritans.
他的分享就是说，他说把福音传给伊斯兰教徒，就如把福音传给撒玛利亚妇人一样。
That was how she felt that churches would treat them. Churches would.Dare not touch them before fear of repercussions from the community or from the authorities.
他感觉到那时候人看撒玛利亚妇人就那时候人看那个伊斯兰教徒就如当时代人看撒玛利亚妇人，因为连教会的人也不敢激出把福音传给伊斯兰教徒，因为害怕那个政治政府还有伊斯兰团体所带来的影响。
And then one day, as I reflect on this incident, whether we have regarded anyone as Samaritan to us.
有一天我在回想这一段的时候，我想起到底我们今天有没有在我们身边的一些撒玛利亚人。
People to whom we have some issues in the past, and we chose not to have any more dealings with.
也许因着过往有一些的经历，我们不愿意再跟这些人有来往。
The Lord may have put upon our heart to.Break this barrier down.
也许神赐给我们有一个负担，我们要把这样的阻隔破除。
Yes, to break this barrier down for the gospel's sake.
为着福音的缘故。
That soul will come to hear of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来到听到耶稣所说的。
Jesus broke through the barrier and engaged with this woman in two very important issues.
耶稣破除了那个拦阻，然之后他。跟他谈论两个非常重要的课题。
And she knew the need of this woman, not just the outward aspect of it, the racism aspect.
不单是因为种族的关系，她也看到这个女人心里的需要。
The needs of this woman was spiritual revival.
她看到这个女人所需要的乃是属灵的复兴。
And spiritual worship.
还有灵里的敬拜。
Spiritual revival, what is it?
到底什么是属灵的复兴呢？
Jesus says in chapter 4 and verse 10.
耶稣在第十节那里讲到。
He asked the woman, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
他说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你就必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”
Here was a woman drawing stagnant water from the well.
我们看到这个人来到井旁要打里面的死水。
And here was Jesus connecting the stagnant water with the living water.
但是这里耶稣却用他的话把这个死水连接到活水。
The phrase living water.Can also mean streams of water or flowing water.
活水的意思就是说永流不断的水。
In fact, it is an Old Testament metaphor for spiritual revival.
在旧约里面，活水的象征就是属灵的复兴。
The psalmist says in Psalm 42, verse 1.
在诗篇42篇第一节，诗人这么说
：“As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God.”
他说：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。”
You see, this woman was actually thirsty in the spirit.
我们看到原来这个人，这个女人，她的干渴是在她的灵里面。
I wonder whether we are thirsty for the Lord this afternoon.
我有时候在思考，到底我们今天下午，我们是否对神有一个渴慕，有一个干渴
？The mention of living water created a curiosity in the woman.
你知道，一提到这个活水的时候，就引起了这个妇人的好奇。
She asked, "How are you able to draw water? Where can you get this living water?"
她说："你怎么可以达到这个活水呢？啊，而且从那里可以达到这个活水呢
？"So our Savior drew the attention of the woman.
我们看到啊，这个啊，耶稣引起了这个妇人的注意。
And then he drew her into a conversation.
开始了他们之间的对话。
By making her be curious about living water.
让她去思考活水江河到底是什么。
And he got her to participate in a conversation.
让她也能够同样的参与在这个对话里面。
That conversation would change her life.
而这个对话就影响了，改变了她一生。
Because in the next verse, Jesus says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again."But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
因为接下来他就说了，凡喝这水的还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，永流到活永生。
You know, there are many good religious people nowadays who do not realize that they are actually spiritually thirsty.
你知道今天有很多敬虔的人都没有发现原来自己灵里的饥渴。
And they have to be made to realize that actually underneath, beneath all those religious, external religious activity, they are thirsty. Their soul is still thirsty.
原来挪走了他们外表一切的宗教活动以后，他们里面的灵里还是干渴的。
The same for the woman. She knew about Mount Gerizim, the temple where all the Samaritans would gather to worship.
对这个撒玛利亚的妇人来说也是一样，因为她认识到基利心山，她认识到撒玛利亚人在那里所建的圣殿。
And as a Samaritan, she's proud of her history.
作为一个撒玛利亚人，她以这一段的历史为荣。
She would be termed as pretty religious.
可能人家会觉得她蛮金钱的。
And Jesus pointed out to her, "Look, you are actually thirsty inside."
但是耶稣却一直的道破她灵里的饥渴。
May the Lord God give us a sensitivity to meet the same kind of people outside.
也愿意神赐给我们同样的敏感，让我们看到外面的人的饥渴。
There are people, a lot of people outside who are really thirsty inside. Outside is pretty religious, inside very thirsty.
因为在外头有很多人，虽然他们外表是挺满足的，但是他们里面的干渴还在。
Isn't true that the word of God says that we are called salt of the earth?
神的话语不是告诉我们说我们是世上的盐吗？
As you know, salt in those days was used for food preservation to prevent corruption of food.
我们知道当时候盐是用来保持食物的，免得食物腐坏。
So as salt of the earth, we are to present ourselves as on strong moral grounds because of the word of God.
因此因着神的话语，我们作为世上的盐的时候，我们就要在道德的立场上坚定。
So we walk in the light and we live in the light.
我们要走在光明底下，也要活在光明之中。
But salt also create thirst.
但是盐也同样带来干渴。
So as salt of the earth, we remind ourselves to make people thirsty for God.
所以作为世上的盐，我们也被提醒到，我们要带来，要显出人的干渴。
Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters."
以赛亚书五十五章第一节那里讲到，你们一切干渴的，就进水来。
This is God's open invitation to everyone. Whoever is thirsty, come to the waters that the God of the Bible is willing to provide.
这是圣经的神让我们看到他公开的邀请每一个看到自己的干渴的人来到他面前。
There's something profound about what Jesus said about living water.
你知道耶稣提到这个活水里面有一个很深奥的意义。
He said that anyone who drinks this water will never thirst.
他说到凡喝这水的人必永远不渴。
The original text of scripture actually means this.
在原文里面，那个意义是这样的。
It's a superlative term which means whoever drinks this water will never thirst for eternity.
他说啊。意义就是说超然的指出凡喝这水的人必永远不干渴直到永恒。
No wonder the woman was surprised.
难怪这个妇人这么惊讶。
Where did she get this water that will be that she will be thirsty for eternity?
哪来这样的水可以一喝以后到永恒都不渴都不渴。
Later did she realize that Jesus was not referring to the stagnant water as if there's a magical water?
他没有预想到，原来耶稣指的不是那个死水，而是那个灵里的活水。
Let's pause for a moment to reflect on this part of the conversation.
让我们在这里停顿一下，来思考一下这个对话的这一段。
Are we thirsty for spiritual things?
到底我们今天有没有为了属灵的事来干渴呢？
Are we thirsting for God in order that we may receive the spring of living water?
我们有没有渴慕神，如同渴慕活水江河
？Is our Christian life a spring of living water, or is it stale water as the Jacob's well, the water in Jacob's well?
我们基督徒，我们属灵的生命是活水的泉源呢，还是像那个雅各井里面的一潭死水呢
？So we see Jesus representing the author of the spring of living water.
我们看到耶稣基督就是那个活水泉源的源头
，and Jacob's well, stale water.
雅各井里面的水潭的死水。
Where are we? Are we like that stale water, or the living water found in Jesus?
那我们到底在哪里呢？我们是雅各井里的水呢，还是耶稣基督的活水
？Living water, what is it really now?
到底活水是什么呢
？We know that it has to do with the satisfaction of our spiritual thirst.
我们知道活水的意义就是能够满足我们属灵的干渴。
But John gives us an explanation a few chapters later.
但是呢，约翰却在几章之后给了我们一个清楚的答案。
In John chapter 7 and verse 37 to 38, we read.
在约翰福音七章三十七到三十八节那里。
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, which whom who believe in him will later to receive.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
In other words, the Father is willing to give us the presence and the power of His Holy Spirit.
换句话来说，父神预备好了要赐给我们圣灵的能力与同在。
Through the many changes of life,
透过生命里面不同的转变。
And sometimes through trials and tribulations of life,
有时候经过人生的历练啊考验。
It's all possible for us to get discouraged.
我们会感到失望。
And we no longer flow with the Spirit in us.
我们再没有涌流出神的灵。
We lose that excitement for our Lord.
我们失去了对神起初的爱。
Because we are caught up with so many disappointments in life.
因为我们经历了生命里面许多的灰心失望。
We grow discouraged and sometimes angry.
有时候甚至愤怒。
And like the water of Jacob's well, our spiritual life becomes stale and even lifeless.
是，就如那个雅各井里面的水，我们的生命变得了无生气。
Jesus offers renewal and refreshment.
耶稣却在这里要供给我们更新。
He invites us to come to Him.
他邀请我们来到他面前。
He invites us to come to Him and be refreshed at His feet.
他邀请我们去到他的脚前来得更新。
He wants to come to him and lay our sorrows at his feet.
他邀请我们来到他面前，把我们一切的伤心失望 摆在他的面前。
That he might receive the Spirit in him, a flowing, the refreshment of the Spirit that he gives to us.
好，让我们能够在他的面前，能够再一次得着灵里的更新。
Let conversation move on to a next phase.
我们看到对话在接下来进入另一个阶段。
Jesus asked the woman, "Go call your husband."
耶稣在这个时候说：“你去把你的丈夫叫来。”
Now, in the ordinarily, this request would be seen as being very polite.
一般来说呢，你听到这样的要求呢，你会觉得非常的没有礼貌。
Because Jesus, as a good Jew in those days, would not wish to remain in conversation alone with the woman.
因为在这个时候呢，耶稣作为一个好的犹太人，不愿意再单独的跟这个妇人说话。
And so she asked the woman, "Call your husband."
所以呢，他就请那个妇人啊，叫她的丈夫来。
But more than that, Jesus knew the sin of this woman, who happened to be married 5 times, and the present man she was with.Was not her husband, as the scripture says.
但是耶稣却清楚知道这个妇人的罪，他知道这个妇人已经结过5次婚，而且呢，他现在与他在一起的不是他的丈夫。
It was Jesus' gentle way of bringing the woman out to make her realize her sin.
这是耶稣用一个很温柔的方法，让这个妇人看到自己的罪。
You see, to receive the blessing of the Lord, we must give an account of ourselves to God.
如果我们愿意得着神的祝福，我们必须把我们的罪再交代在神的面前。
Sin had to be dealt with at the feet of Christ.
我们必须在耶稣的脚前好好的把过往的罪处理。
I was preaching in another church this morning. This is my second service.
今天早上我在另外一个教会分享信息。
And I mentioned about spiritual revival.
我讲到属灵的复兴。
And I mentioned that backsliding and sin has to be dealt with seriously before the Lord, before we receive revival from the Lord.
我也同样的讲到，在得到神的祝福之前，我们必须好好的在神面前先处理好自己的罪，还有我们的属灵里面的倒退。
So that we can recommit ourselves to our Lord Jesus.
好，让我们能够再一次委身在耶稣基督的身上。
If we need spiritual revival.We need to come face to face with our sin.
如果我们要得到属灵的复兴，我们必须面对面的好好的看清楚自己的罪。
The conversation then moved to worship experience.
接下来那个对话移到那个敬拜的经历。
In a Samaritan woman, she was proud of her heritage.
我们看到这个妇人以自己的那个属灵的背景为荣。
She said very proudly to Jesus in chapter 4, verse 20.Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews came to the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
我们看到他非常自豪地说，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们却说，应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
You know, any Jews would take that remark of the woman be very divisive.
任何一个犹太人听到这个撒玛利亚妇人说出这样子的一句话会感觉到这是非常具分裂性的一句话。
But not to our Lord Jesus.
但是对我们的主耶稣基督却不然。
The woman had every right perhaps to be proud of her spiritual heritage.
也许这个妇人以她的属灵背景为荣，没有什么大不了的事情。
If you refer to the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 26 to 29.
如果我们看到生命记第11章26到29节
Mount Gerizim was the mountain that God instructed the children of Israel as the mountain of blessing.
因为在基利心山上，我们看到神是吩咐以色列人在那里说祝福的话。
Blessing for having obeyed the law of Moses, the law of God.
那是神颁布了他的律法以后，他跟以色列民说，如果你们遵守我的律法，你们将会得到的祝福。
There was another mountain opposite Mount Gerizim.
但是对着基利心山，对面还有另外一座山。
That mountain was called Mount Ebal.
那是以巴路山。
It was symbol of curses for disobeying the law.
那是代表着如果违背神的律法所会带来的咒诅。
So the Samaritan was proud. This is our mountain, the mountain of blessing.We receive the blessing of God.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人以这个山为荣，她说：“这是我们的山，这是我们蒙祝福的山，这是我们从神手里得祝福的地方。”
But what was fascinating was that the temple of the Samaritan, which was built on Mount Gerizim,
但是最奇妙的一个地方就是撒玛利亚人在基利心山上所建的圣殿。
That temple was actually destroyed by the Jews in one of their wars in 129 BC.
那个圣殿在主前129年就让犹太人在一场战争里面毁坏了。
So despite the temple being ruined, the Samaritans still hold on to that mountain.
所以虽然他们的殿被毁，他们仍然看这座山为圣。
It is a reflection of the emptiness of religion.
让我们看到有时候宗教那个空洞。
We can be caught up so much with the history, even perhaps the spiritual history of our forefathers.
可能我们所看重的是那个历史，我们看到我们先祖的那个属灵的那个历史。
Not realizing that our present state is emptiness.
却没有看到我们现在我们所面对的这个空洞。
Then comes the remark of Jesus, which cut into her soul.
我们看到耶稣的回应是如何扎入他的心。
Jesus says, "You Samaritans worship what you do not know." We worship what we do know. Chapter 4, verse 22.
耶稣在这里说，撒玛利亚人，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。
I wonder whether this will be the true, the same of true of us.
有时候我在想，这是不是也同样的在说明我们的情况？
Is it possible that we can come to church every Sunday and yet lose our focus on God as the object of our worship?
是否有可能我们周而复始的来到这个地方聚会，我们却失去了认知神为我们敬拜的对象呢？
Can we worship what we do not know?
所以我们变成我们敬拜的我们不知道。
And sometimes as an itinerant minister as a going to different churches to preach.
作为一个出去传福音的一个牧者，
One of my concerns was that there will be a verygreat music and all the performances, and I'm wondering whether the congregation is really worshiping God or are they enjoying a concert.
我所担心的是，当我看到有一些很现代的教会，那些很美妙的音乐，听到这些音乐的时候，我会担心这些人、这些会众，到底他们来敬拜的是神呢，还是他们在享受一个基督徒的音乐会？
Are we worshiping what we do not know?
到底我们今天所敬拜的是否是我们所不知道的？
So do what is worship?
那敬拜又是什么？
Firstly, the object of worship is more important than the place.
首先我们要知道我们敬拜的对象比我们敬拜的处所更重要。
Are we worshiping our Heavenly Father from the very depths of our heart?
我们到底是否从心底里来敬拜我们天上的父神呢？
Secondly, Jesus used the expression true worshippersWorship the Father in spirit.
第二，耶稣讲到真正拜父的必须用心灵来拜他。
To worship the Father in spirit is to express our emotion and our love to our Heavenly Father.
用心灵来敬拜，就是说用我们的言语来表达我们对神的感谢，对神的爱。
Psalmist talk about bowing before the Father on bended knees.
我们看到诗人在诗篇会提到我们在神面前屈膝跪拜。
We close our eyes, we reflect on His love.
但我们可以闭上眼睛去回想神的慈爱。
We bow our knees before the Father and tell Him how much we love Him.
我们跪拜在神面前，我们可以向神说我们到底有多爱他。
This is worshiping the Father in spirit.
这就是用心灵来敬拜上帝。
Thirdly, there is that knowledge dimension of worship.True worshippers will worship the Father in truth.
第三就是说，敬拜神也是有一个知识的层面，因为我们必须用诚实来拜他，用真理来敬拜他。
As we worship the Father, we read His word. We begin to know who we are that we are worshiping.
我们当我们敬拜神的时候，我们同样读他的话语，好让我们能够认识清楚到底我们所拜的这一位是谁。
When our spiritual life is as still as Jacob's well,
如果我们的属灵生命就如雅各井的水一样的沉浮的话，
Worship is dry and emotionless,
我们的敬拜就变得死气沉沉。
We will try and go through the motions of our prayer,
我们只是要做祷告。
And we know very well that it is so lifeless.
却是了无生气的。
We try to sing a song or two.
或者我们会唱几首歌。
But our heart is not in it.
但是我们的心却不在里面。
This is when we have the stale water of Jacob's well.
这就是当我们如那个雅各井的死水一样。
So we need to ask the Lord, Lord, revive us again.
所以我们必须求主耶稣，求你再一次复兴我。
Jesus finally said this.
最后耶稣说。
He said that the Father is seeking true worshippers.
他说，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Sometimes we used to think that when we worship the Father, we are going to the Father.
有时候我们以为我们要敬拜神，我们要来到神那里。
That is true in part, but realize that from the Word of God, the Father is also coming to us. He is seeking us.
这是从某一个角度而言正确的。但是从另外一个角度而言，神也同样的在寻求我们，他来到我们当中。
Finally, Jesus revealed himself to the woman.
最后，耶稣向这个妇人启示他自己是谁。
Chapter 4, verse 26, Jesus says, I, the one, am speaking to you. I am he to whom you have been looking for.
在第二十六节那里，他清楚讲到，这和你说话的就是他，意思就是说，你所寻找的就是我。
All true worship, all our spirituality has its foundation in our Lord Jesus Christ.
真正的敬拜，我们所有属灵的经历，必须起源自耶稣基督。
So in conclusion, as we reflect on this sermon,
所以作为总结，当我们回想我们所看到的。
Have we lost our excitement for God lately?
我们是否最近已经失去了对神的热爱？
Has our spiritual life been stagnating like the water of Jacob's well, a piece of history?
我们的属灵生命是否像雅各井一样变得死气沉沉，有如过往的历史一样？
And like that piece of history, are we relying on our past spiritual experiences?
就如过往的历史一样，我们是否只是单靠过往的经验来维持我们？
And our present spiritual state is actually very dry and stale.
我们目前的境况却是死气沉沉，而完全没有生气的。
Jesus offers us springs of living water.
耶稣所要给我们的，赐给我们的乃是活水。
In our simple faith, come to Him.
在我们单纯的信心里面，让我们来到他面前。
Confessing before our loving Father,
在我们慈爱的父神面前，我们承认自己的罪。
That our life is not what He wants us to be.
让我们看到我们的生命没有达到他所要我们达到的。
Asking afresh for His forgiveness and grace.
重新一次再祈求他的赦免，他的恩典。
And receiving His spring of living water flowing to us through the Holy Spirit of God.
透过神的圣灵，再一次重新得着耶稣基督的活水。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before Thy throne of grace.
天上的父神，我们来到你的施恩座前。
We acknowledge before Thee, dear Father.
我们承认主啊，你是我们的父。
Many a times our spiritual life is just so dry.
许多时候，我们的属灵生命是这么的干。
Many a times our spiritual life is so stale as the stagnant water of Jacob's well.
就如雅各井一样，我们死气沉沉。
Forgive us, O God, for the lack of time spent with you.
求你赦免我们，因为我们没有好好的花时间与你相交。
Renew our faith, dear Father. Renew our spirituality.
再一次更新我们的灵，再一次更新我们的信仰信心。
Pour forth Thy Holy Spirit again in our soul.
再一次把你的圣灵浇灌在我们当中。
And let our life be a life flowing with the spring of living water.
让我们的生命成为永流活水江河的泉源。
Forgive us, Father, at times the burden of life really gets us so low.
赦免我们，因为许多时候生命的担子使我们沉下去。
We want to release the burden of our life at the feet of Jesus.
我们愿意把我们这样子的重担放在耶稣的脚前。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
We need your strength and your grace.
我们何等需要你的恩典，你的力量。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告祈求呢，是奉耶稣名求的。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord bless you.
愿神祝福大家。